And just because we like to do both sides of a story, we wanted to get somebody on the air with us just prior to that who doesn't necessarily believe in the whole medium thing or a lot of other things. Benjamin Radford is here. He is the deputy editor of Skeptical Inquirer Science magazine. And Benjamin, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What an interesting profession you have.
It is odd. You're exactly right. It's sort of a combination of media literacy and science literacy and investigation and just sort of being interested in weird things.
Yeah. Okay. Some of those weird things, let me just say, are ghosts, psychics, exorcisms, miracles, Bigfoot, stigmata, lake monsters, UFOs, and a bunch of other stuff, too. So do you come into investigating these ideas and these issues from a scientific standpoint?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, we're often thought of as skeptics, and that's fine. Although skeptic doesn't mean you doubt everything. It doesn't mean that you think nothing is true.
Yeah, that's what we think of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it just means that you just ask for evidence. And again, there's nothing, it's not a negative worldview. It's what you do if you buy a used car or if a politician or someone else wants you to believe what
you
they're saying.
You do your research, yeah.
Do your research, exactly. So that's the position that we take. And so when I research psychics or other people like that, I'm not trying to debunk or disprove. I'm trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And often I can explain, you know, what they're trying to do, and we can look at their track records of success.
Okay, so let's take mediums, for example, because that's going to be our guest for the next half an hour after we talk with you. Have you done any research into the exercise of mediums?
Oh, yes, yes. Mediums have been around for a long, long time. Back in the Victorian era, for example, mediums were very popular, and they would have some of the upper crust ladies would invite mediums and sometimes hold Ouija board seances. So the idea of talking to the dead through a medium or, you know, someone who acts as a conduit to their side,
yeah,
has a long history.
What did you What have you found from your research into this issue?
Well, what I found is that, number one, most mediums and psychics in general truly believe that they're psychic. In my experience, and I've done this for almost 20 years now, and I've interviewed mediums and people who sit with them, there are a few frauds and con artists, but for the most part, most of them are sincere. They genuinely believe that they have powers and that the impressions and ideas and things like that that come into their heads are from external source. The problem is that when you try and test these mediums, when you examine whether they can actually do what they claim to do, for example, finding missing persons,
yeah,
or locating objects or things like that, or predicting the future, oftentimes it doesn't really hold up to scientific scrutiny.
And there is a difference between psychics and mediums, as far as I understand it. And wouldn't you agree, Ben, that all of us, to some degree, have some level of intuition?
Absolutely, sure. And I have a background in psychology, so I can certainly talk to that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's important to recognize that intuition isn't necessarily the same thing as sort of ESP or psychic power.
Right.
So there's ways in which all of us, when we process the world around us, we hear things, we see things, we talk to people, we pick up cues from the environment that we may not be consciously aware of. And so there are ways in which we can sort of fool ourselves into having information that we're not consciously aware that we have.
Yeah.
And so the, you know, what I try to do is sort of, you know, tease out, okay, well, we know that this is a psychological process that can in many cases mislead us and mislead other people. So when you separate that out, the question becomes, can mediums really talk to the dead? Is there good evidence for that? And you can look at people like Sylvia Brown and Alison Dubois,
mm-hmm,
and many others. And unfortunately, the information that they convey from the other side is often very vague, It's, you know, something like your grandmother loves you.
Right, right, right.
It's things like that. And so it's nothing that's really provable from a scientific point of view.
How do you explain, Ben, sitting with a person, and we all know that that information is certainly so readily available to us, that that our backgrounds, our history, sometimes our ancestry, all that kind of stuff can be available via the internet. But how do you explain the times when one might sit with a psychic or a medium and they talk about an incident between you and a loved one past that you've never told anybody about, or well, something like that, you know?
Sure. And again, we don't have time to, I can go, if we had an hour, have me on some time, I'll go into all the different
okay,
nuances.
Okay, we will,
really
yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
No, it is. But I mean, there's what's called hot reading and cold reading. And again, I don't have time to go into all of it. Basically, the two techniques that people use are, number one, hot reading, which is where you actively seek out information about people. And so, for example, if you're a psychic, you have people sign up for your newsletter, and you can spend a few minutes on Google and Facebook and actually get quite a bit of background information that they
True.
Wouldn't necessarily have told you.
True.
But more common is what's called cold reading, and it's a thing that mentalists do, and it's, again, it's a psychological technique, and some of them use it intentionally, and some of them use it sort of unconsciously, but oftentimes what you find is that if you have two people, they're going back and forth, and they're talking, and I've seen this personally, where a friend of mine, Richard Wiseman, who's a psychologist in England, he did a really interesting study a few years back where he recorded psychics and the people that went to them, psychic mediums and people went to them. And oftentimes when they go back and say, what did you think of the psychic? And the person said, oh, it was amazing. You know, the psychic told me, that my grandmother had died at age 80 and she gave me a pendant. And the psychologist said, she didn't actually tell you that. We can go back and we look at the transcript. Like, mm-hmm. You told her that.
Oh.
She said, is there somebody that passed, maybe a grandmother? And you said, oh, yes, it was Rose. And so oftentimes, and again, I'm just giving one example, but oftentimes people will be, they won't be as aware of the information they're giving the psychic
yeah.
that's then given back to them.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. Let me ask you this, Ben. Have you ever done your scientific research into any of the areas that I talked about at the top of the interview and found out, wow, that really is true. That really does exist. Have you had that experience?
Yeah, well, again, it's there's quite a few things. Again, you rattle off a half a dozen of my topics. For example, crop circles.
Yeah.
Crop circles exist. There's no doubt. There's no question about whether they exist or not. You can, I've been to them. I've made them. You can go examine them. So the question isn't whether they exist or not. The question is
who's
them?
Responsible?
Is it
hoaxers? Yeah.
Is it aliens? Whoever else. So in some cases, you find there's a grain of truth to it. So far, you know, in terms of, you know, looking into these topics, you know, so far we don't yet have good evidence of extraterrestrials or ghosts or psychics. And that's not to say that tomorrow, next week, or next year there might not be good evidence, but just what's available so far, when you actually go beyond the surface, so far hasn't really passed the quality control that scientists need to verify it.
Okay, yes or no answer, because we're running out of time. Does Bigfoot exist?
No.
Okay, thank you. Ben, I'd love to have you on for a more extended period of time, because it certainly is an interesting profession that you've chosen, and we thank you for coming on with us this morning.
Absolutely. Anytime. Take care.
All right. That is Benjamin Radford, and he often talks about his paranormal investigations. Not a big believer in medium.